Geraldine Giorgio is a renowned accredited dietitian and joins us on Talking Back the Night. Good evening to you, Geraldine.
Hello.
A couple of things that we're going to touch on, I think, are very, very topical. One in particular at the moment, given that there was some media coverage over the weekend, and that being the link between multivitamins and breast cancer. This is something that is very, very concerning, Geraldine.
It was very alarming, and I can't say I haven't talked about it at least 10 times a day.
I can imagine.
But I think with any scientific paper, you really need to look at the detail and who they've actually researched, what group they've looked at.
Yeah.
It was a 10-year study, and there was about 35,000 women. Researchers discovered those who were regularly taking a multivitamin were increasing their risk of developing a tumour by 19%. But the issue is, and stated by Professor John Boyarges, for example, who's director of Westmead Breast Cancer Institute, and also spokesperson for the National Breast Cancer Foundation, said he wouldn't actually put any weight on the study, which is a bit of a relief to me, because at the end of the day, with any study, there are many other variables for why women in particular are at risk of breast cancer.
Yep.
And those could be like just delaying pregnancy until the age of 35, or excess drinking of alcohol in particular, maybe earlier onset of menarche and periods, but also just obesity itself raises the risk of breast cancer. So with all my women that have been taking multivitamins, I've certainly declared that you need to look at the detail in the actual report. And then secondly, the role of multivitamins are very diverse, and I think that the population and the health of our population would certainly surpass the role of many vitamins that we encourage our patients to take. And that could be, for example, folate for prevention of spina bifida and prenatal health. You've got fish oil for omega-3s and for brain health and development, and also cardiac health. You've also got iodine in reference to, again, prenatal health and looking at intellectual development of the unborn fetus. Yeah, and just those vitamins. Then we've got iron for treating anemia. We've got calcium supplements for bone density. So, you know, and osteoporosis. There's so many areas, you know, so a lot more information needs to be extrapolated from this study. What have they actually found that's actually possibly tumour-provoking? And also I think it's important to look at what groups of these people and what age brackets they actually were in.
Mm. Indeed. We're speaking to Geraldine Giorgio, renowned accredited dietitian. Geraldine, the other thing we'll touch on this evening, sugar being bad as fat.
Well, that's right. I think a lot of people overlook sugar. They think, well, fat goes to fat, so sugar is energy. But we're now realising that, and CSIRO touched on this when they were looking at the CSIRO healthy eating plan. And do you remember all the CSIRO diets, Christian, that came through?
Look, I remember them. Don't ask me to quote too many of the details of them, though.
Yeah. Well, it was certainly looking at the balance of protein. And they also found that people that, say, presented with high triglycerides, and triglycerides is, I call it the sugar fat in your blood, and it's a type of cholesterol that we know is commonly associated with people with the diabetes trait as well. If you ate a better balance of lean protein and controlled carbohydrates and good fats, your triglycerides come down. So if you look at the flip side, then, of course, if you're eating then high sugar foods, you're more likely to have a high risk for heart disease, because it will elevate that higher triglyceride, and in turn will also confuse all your cholesterol and start reducing your HDL, which is your good cholesterol, and start increasing your bad cholesterol. So this study that was actually conducted in America found that if you're simply eating just a high sugar food, it would have the same impact like you're eating a higher fat diet. And I think it's just a big reminder that sugar is not just bad for your teeth, but it's really bad for heart disease.
Yeah, indeed. If you want to find out more about Geraldine Giorgio or her organisation Designer Diets, log on to designerdiets.com.au. You can drop Geraldine Giorgio an email there as well. Great to speak to you as always, Geraldine, and
thanks,
we'll catch up same time next week.
Thanks so much, Christian. Bye.